Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me, Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble, at your service, as always. You're going to be glad you hung out with me, too, because we got our good friend Joel Barker back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. One of the world's top futurists, has been now for decades. This is the guy who introduced me to the concept of paradigms and changed my life and the way I look at the world. He's the author of Future Edge, also Five Regions of the Future. He's the guy who's telling the world about innovation at the verge. He's a filmmaker, he's an author, he's a speaker, and on and on. And I'm happy to say he's a member of our Brain Trust and our good friend, Joel Barker. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Joel, on a sad note, ladies and gentlemen, Joel lost our good friend just this week, Joel Suzuki. Is that right? Did I say his name correctly?
That's correct. Joel Suzuki.
Tell us about Joel and his life.
He was CEO of Star Thrower Distributing Company, which distributes my videos and other videos to businesses, you know, all over the world. And, you know, he was kind of, Jim, the epitome of what you talk about in terms of a leader and a manager and a partner, you know, someone mm-hmm. who knew how to do all those things well and had just a healthy little business, you know, a dozen plus people who served people all over the world. And, you know, if I were thinking of a role model for someone to, you know, if they could act like someone else, Joel Suzuki, I think, was just one of those very special people. Everybody loved working for him. He always got things done. He never didn't have time for people. You know, if you wanted to talk to him, he was always available to do that. And he was hit with a very virulent cancer that took him from the... He was in the best health of his life. And 3 months later, he's gone.
Well, we want to dedicate the rest of the show to our visit with you, Joel, to his memory and to celebrate his life. You know, one of the things, Joel, that I've written recently a blog post and an article about not wishing your life away. And one of the things that I talked about is, in a recession, we tend to say, "Boy, I'm be glad when this thing's over. I can't wait for things to get back to normal, back to regular, or whatever." And that's wishing our life away.
Yeah.
And there's a song that's by Trace Adkins. He's a country singer, but it's a great song. And the title of the song is "You're Gonna Miss This." And the second line of the song is, after "you're going to miss this," is "you're going to want this back."
Yeah.
And that's what the song is about. It's about making sure that you do what... I don't know if you remember the singer Warren Zevon.
Yeah.
But he's the guy who did Werewolves of London and I'll Sleep
yeah.
When I'm Dead and that kind of thing.
Yep.
Crazy guy.
Yep.
He died of cancer a few years ago at the age of 52.
Yep.
And David Letterman interviewed him as he knew he was dying in a few weeks. And he said, "What have you learned, Warren?" David did.
Yeah.
And Warren looked into the camera and said, "Enjoy every sandwich."
Yeah. And that's, that's the lesson I take away from this, too, because as a futurist, you know, I typically look way far into the future. And I have to be careful for doing what you're just talking about, you know, to take every day as a gift and as a blessing. And you think, from Joel's point of view, as a miracle.
Yeah.
And the one thing he did, you know, the last days of his life, he lived them fully. But I think it's a message for all of us, which is you do not know what's lurking out there, and don't give up the good stuff daily.
Well, live every day fully.
And
I'll tell you something. You know, I think one little exercise that I do with my children, with my family, with people that I care about is you know, I let them know on a regular basis that I care about them. I remind them, you know, my kids, you know, one time my kids asked me why I was doing certain things. I said, "Because I love you." And they said, "I love you." They said, "Well, you love me too much, Dad." And I told them, I said, "Well, that's a high-class problem you're just going to have to deal with."
Yeah, that's really good.
So, you know, don't you never know when one of us turns a corner, what's going to happen after that. And so don't wish your life away. Don't take anything for granted. Enjoy every sandwich. Yep. And Joel Suzuki leaves a wife and children.
Wife, children, grandchildren, lots of friends, and a great company.
Yeah. And partners like you. Well, you know, what I wanted to do, folks, is take a moment and not just to celebrate Joel Suzuki's life. I didn't know him, but if he's a friend of Joe Barker's, he's a friend of mine. But just to remind all of us that life is short, life is tenuous. We're just on this earth for a few moments in terms of time, and so Joel Suzuki, rest well, and you will be missed. 20 Till, right back. We got some innovation at The Verge with Joel Barker right after these messages. Stay with us.
I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.